gospel through Christ. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I chose you from the world, that you may go and bear fruit that will endure, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas the Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This tradition of the Tuesday Mass of the Sacred Heart happened because of Monsignor Bignano's own experience of September 11th. And as we sit now on the vigil of that anniversary, I think it's worth our thinking about just why he asked us to pray in this way. As the petitions bear out every week when we gather, this is primarily a mass for our enemies, for those who would choose to harm us, and a prayer that for our parts, we would come to possess the heart of the Lord Jesus, who is meek and humble, and who, while working constantly for the conversion of those who would wish us ill, suffers. I think it's telling that the Church gives us this reading, which is directed toward healing. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and he healed them all. Our world is not less in need of healing tonight than it was on September the 10th, 2001. And the healing which the world needs is certainly exemplified in those who bravely gave their lives the next day. But even human heroism isn't sufficient for the work we have to do. That alone can come from the Lord Jesus. It's telling that so early in the Church's history, this image of the Lord's heart becomes dominant. Not his head, not any other bit, but his heart. In him dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and you share in this fullness in him, who is the head of every principality and every power. In him, the fullness of Godhead dwells. Everything that it means to be God abides in the one who teaches us everything it means to be human. The heart as the center of will, of wanting, of longing. God has a human heart, and it is the sacred heart of the Lord Jesus, which pines in a way which only human hearts can pine for the salvation of all men, in a way only a God can grant. And this is not a fact abstract or far removed from us. It is, in fact, the defining principle of the Christian life. It's not just a fact that Jesus is God and man, and that the God-man died on the cross and forensically, externally did something that we can be happy about. No. You share in this fullness with him. You share in the headship of the world. The angels fall subject to you because of what we do here. The demons tremble in fear of you because of the waters in which you were washed. Everything that has ever happened rests, depends entirely on what you can manage to do with your own heart. Which is why we pray, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine.